Money talks, especially when it walks. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We now know what it takes to get a big bank to listen.
Bank of America has had a change of heart after a backlash from angry customers.
The bank scrapped its new $5 a month debit card fee, probably after noticing the credit unions were getting double the number of new accounts.
The bank wouldn't say if it saw a spike in the number of people closing their accounts since announcing the fee last month.
No, they probably don't even keep figures on that kind of thing. But it appears that maybe that was the reason. A $5 a month fee isn't that much, but this time people noticed. They took a stand, they channeled their outrage through the free market, and a faceless corporation blinked, which is difficult when you have no face. Finally, the banks have learned their lesson. The customers do notice these things, which is why from now on they're going to do business differently, by looking for something you won't notice. In fact, not to imply this was all deliberate, but while we were all obsessing over the debit card fee, monthly checking fees at Bank of America went up $3, and replacing a lost debit card, which used to be free, will now cost $5, $20 if you need it overnight. I bet you're sorry you burned it now, aren't you? But before you scold them for all this, remember, it's tough to make money these days. How tough is it? It's so tough that according to her mom on the Today Show, Kim Kardashian hardly made anything on those wedding pictures.
It was less than $1 million. And all that went into the wedding.
It'll probably take a new book and several new perfumes just to break even. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.